You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. New York is a city of walkers, but with several days of snow and freezing rain, the walking isn't easy. WNYC's Stephen Nesson hit the street to see how pedestrians have been faring.
On West Houston Street, Lou, who uses a walker to get around, ran into a major obstacle.
I got to the corner, and it wasn't clean, then a big high mound of ice. And I found a very nice gentleman who helped me over it, but otherwise I couldn't have made it.
She declined to give her last name because her children told her not to leave the house while the streets are still icy. But she had to go out to get groceries. The Department of Sanitation is deploying 715 emergency snow laborers in all five boroughs. They're shoveling out crosswalks, side streets, and bus stops, like the one blocking Lou's path. Down the street, Sonora Taylor, who uses an electric wheelchair, says this has been a tough week.
For one thing, I can't find where the curb cut is, but also it's just like there's like a huge mound of like a frozen snow right in the curb cut. So basically it means that like can't get off the sidewalk.
She'll often travel several blocks in the wrong direction just to find a clean crossing. Rebecca Adler lives on the Upper East Side and has slipped and fallen several times this week, but no major injuries. She says the bad streets couldn't have come at a worse time.
Yesterday was, you know, the beginning of Fashion Week. Everyone's wearing their heels and everything. And, you know, I'm wearing boots today, and I'm still slipping. You know, these are really strong rain boots, and they're not doing the job.
The city's emergency shovelers are paid $12 an hour. They'll continue clearing the streets Saturday. They could be getting more work soon. Light snow is expected after midnight Saturday. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.